Okay, today's daf hey. We're on the bottom of daf dalet amud beis, toward the bottom. Today's shiur is sponsored anonymously for refuah shleima for all the hurt, injured victims in the accident on Hanukkah, and we should continue to be responsible for their refuah shleimas, and we should continue to have in mind our soldiers in Eretz Yisrael and our chayim b'nei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, who also could use our tefillos and our thoughts. Okay, up to Rav Oshia. Rabbi Oshia. So there was a machlokas here. Rabbi Chia learned 24 different types of nezek, and Rav Oshia only learned 13. So the Gemara asks, our Mishnah had 4, Rav Oshia had 13, Rabbi Chia had 24. And what those were, we said yesterday. So asks the Gemara, for Rav Oshia, my time, alo tanihani. Why didn't Rav Oshia learn all the other ones of Rabbi Chia? Why did he stop at 13? Why didn't he go to 24? What's wrong with those? So the Gemara answers, b'mamona kamayri b'knasa lo kamayri. No, we're only talking about mamon. I'm sorry. Says Rav Oshia, the Gemara answers, b'mamona kamayri b'knasa lo kamayri. We're only talking about money, I'm not talking about knas. All those other things, but knossos, I don't include those. So the Gemara says, Ganav a gazlan, dimamona hu lisni. What about a ganav and a gazlan? If the ganav admits, he just pays the principal. A gazlan always pays the principal. So that's not a knas. So why weren't those mentioned? So the Gemara says, hakatani le, he did mention them. You know how he mentioned them? Shomer chinam v'hashoel. A shomer chinam and a shoel. Why? Because a shomer chinam and a shoel can become a ganav or a gazlan. How? So I asked you to watch my item for me. I'm going to work. I need you to watch it for me for the day. You say, no problem. Just bring it over here. And then I come back and say, no, where's my item? You say, what item? You stole it. Shomachinim or Shoel can certainly so easily do Geneva or Gzela. Therefore, it's already included. So if that's true, Rav Chia Nami Hatani Le Shomachinim Vashoel. I have Rav Chia and Rav Chia listed a Ganav and Gotham separately and a Shomachinim and a Shoel separately. So the Gemara says, Tani Mamona to Asi Lidei Behetera, right, Rav Oshia only discussed cases where the money came to you Beheter. Do me a favor, please watch this item. Then after you watch my item for 3 hours, you have a tremendous taiva to keep it for yourself. You got a Beheter. As opposed to, a Ganav never got that money Beheter. The Katani Ramona D'Asi Lidei Beisura. That only came to you Beisur. Right, how'd you get that item? You got it for Issa, you stole it. Right? You walk into a bank and you robbed the bank. Not I asked you to watch my bag of money and then you couldn't withstand and you lied and you took it and you said, I never gave it to you. I never let you borrow such a thing. So it's totally different thing. And what about Adam Zomimim Dimimonahu? What about Adam Zomimim? Adam Zom is money, no? You wanted to do X damage. You wanted to make Reuben pay Shimon $100. So you have to pay $100. So it's nothing but mamon. So the Gemara says, no. Who listen, Savalak Rabbi Akiva. He holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who said, Ein Mishaman al pi atzman. You don't pay Adam Zomimim, you don't pay the money if you admit. Okay? Ein Mishaman al pi atzman. You don't pay the money if you admit. What's that talking about? Look at Rashi. It's the last word of the last wide line of Rashi on Hey Amad Aleph. Savar La Kirby Akiva. You see it? The Amar, the Mesechta's Machos Parakama, Adam Zomim, Ein Mishalman Al Piatzman. Adam, Rabbi Akiva holds, Adam Zomim do not pay if they admit. In other words, it's a knas. Moda Beknas Pater. They don't pay if they admit. Kigon, for example, Im Hujmu Bebezdin Zeh. They were found to be Zomim in Bezdin Aleph. Two Adam come into Bezdin Aleph and say, Reuven owes Shimon $100, and then another two Adam come into Bezdin Aleph and say, how could those two Adam say that Reuven owes Shimon $100? They were with us in Kentucky. How could they say such a thing? Right? Imanu Ha'isa, they couldn't have seen that transaction. They were with us somewhere else. V'lo hispik bal hadin la'amidon bedin l'tovan, and Reuven, the one who was accused of owing Shimon $100, didn't have a chance. He didn't have a chance to go now sue the Edom Zomimim. He didn't have a chance. He's about to. He's getting the papers ready to go sue them for the Kasher Zomam. V'holchu l'makom acher. Then what happened? These two Edim run to another city. V'hodu. And they admit it. Now they admit it. V'hodu sham bebezin. They admit it in a different bezin of armor. When they say, "Who's manu bebezin on shel ploni?" We were found to be Edim Zomim in bezin of ploni. You hear this? You hear what's going on here? You hear this case? Piturin. They're potter. Alma, what do you see? Kanasahu, it's a knas. Umod the knas potter.
He has such a thing?
Would you have said such a case that this is mod the knas potter? After you caught red-handed, now you say, right? You were already convicted of being an Eid Zomin. Now you ran to another bezin and said, by the way, in the other bezin, we were already convicted. Oh, now you don't have to pay. Mod the knas potter. Does that make sense?
They've already been found to be
in his own. What's going on here? What's going on here?
Well, when we say you should
know the class, they're admitting the thing. Motor Bacchus is putter. Before you found to be guilty.
Unless it's already been found.
Motor Bacchus is putter, right? If you admit it, you're putter. After the fact, you're putter. That's a very, very, very wild Rashi. It's so wild that there is a three-way machlokas about this Rashi. And these three shittas are just as wild as Rashi himself. Says the Ksos. Right? The question is obvious. How could you get off after you found guilty already? After you found guilty, now you're going to say Motu Knas is putter? Says the Ksos. Yes. You know why? Because the Torah says this will only work if you're in another. Some of these three opinions are going to be overlapping. Says the Ksos. It's only going to be true if you're in another Besdin. If the admission of your guilt took place in another Bezdin, then the Torah says you're Potter. That's what the Torah says. Why? So it says the Ksos Right. The Techiyav of the Knas or the Petur only applies in the Bezdin where you're from. Because it says Asher Yashiyun Elokim. Right, which we learn out from there that's the makar of a bezdin, asher shiyun elokim, that it's only the elokim, only the bezdin that first found you guilty, right? Right. If you go to the second bezdin and you admit it there, you're going to be putter. That's you're going to be putter. Says the Ksos. If that's true, the reverse is also true, which means as follows: that if you're mod de beknas in one bezdin, the guy can take you to a different bezdin. Right? If you steal from somebody in one bezdin, and you run to bezdin, I stole! I don't want to pay that kefel. I don't want to pay double. All right, I'll pay it back. I'll give back the item. No, I should pay double. No, I'll admit it. Says the victim, I'm not going to let him get away with not paying me double. I'll sue him in another bezdin. Right? Only that bezdin is Modi B'Knas Potter. I can go to the other bezdin. Right? It's an unbelievable chiddush. Right? Only in the bezdin you're in, we have the rules. In another bezdin, the rules don't apply. Even after you found to be a zomim, you can go to another bezdin. Right? That's amazing. The Nesiva says a little different. It's very different, but it's a little similar. The Nesiva says as follows. He says, when you're Modi B'Knas, there are two things that are going on. First of all, you can't be chayiv on that knas. I can't pay that kefil if I'm moda. It's an exception to the rule. Normally we have a rule that hodos baldin is kemeya edim dami. That doesn't apply the moda b'knas. Those are two contradictory principles. Normally we say hodos baldin. Reuven says to Shimon, you know, you owe me $100. You know, you're right, I do. Then what happens? You owe him $100. Here it's exactly reverse. Moda b'knas is potter. Right? You can't sue me now. Modi B'Knas is putter. The second aspect going on here, a little difficult. The second din is that through your admission, right, you're putter from the Etzem Chiyuv. Right? Through your admission, you're putter from the, it's as if there's no Chiyuv here at all. You're putter from the Etzem Chiyuv. In other words, it's more than I don't have to pay this money. There is no chiyav on my head anymore. There's no chiyav on my head at all, right? So therefore, So says Rashi, what's going on here? You were found to be Eitz Zomim in one Bezdin. You went to another Bezdin and now you admitted it. Is the Etzem Chiv off your shoulders? Like normally, whenever you mow the Viknas, there's like no Chiv chal on you at all? No, that we don't say. Yeah, you don't have to pay. What would be the nafkamina? Maybe if you go to back to the first Bezdin. Can the first Bezdin get the money back out of you? Right? No, it's almost hair splitting. So he explains over here. I'll read it in the Nesivos. So it might make more sense if I read it. Umasha kosev Rashi. The fact that Rashi said im yodu bebezdin acher yifteru, that if you admit in another bezdin you're going to be potter. Ein hakavana shiacham alehem patur. It's not that you're now potter forever. Ella shekol zman shelo nigmar hadin. As long as there's been no gmar din, because the guy didn't sue you yet, adayin has manasim v'chiyuv begeder knas. It's still called a knas. V'ein l'chayiv mebezin sheni al pi hada'asam, and therefore the second bezin makes you potter. Aval mikol makom hada'asam gam lo sase chalos patur. It's not a patur. Me'achas shebo edim bebezin rishon l'fnei shahodu, because two edim already said you're chayiv. Therefore. If Eidim would come to the second Bezdin, you'd be Chayiv. You hear this? So it's a very unusual case. Yeah? Very unusual case. We wouldn't have to say this by a normal guy. A guy stole, doesn't want to pay the Ketho. The third answer explaining this Rashi is the Levush Mordechai. He says as follows. As long as there's no Gemar Din against you, you can get out of the Knas. As long as there's no Gemar, this is similar to the first shot. As long as there's no Gemar Din against you, you can get out of the Knas. Right? What's the case over here? You went to one Bezdin. Two Edom went to a Bezdin and said, Ruvain owes Shimon money. They were found to be Edom Zomim. There was no Gemar Din yet about that, because Ruvain was going to have to pay $100. Now he doesn't have to. So now what's going to happen to those two Edom Zomim? They're going to have to pay Ruvain $100. So Reuben's getting ready to sue them for the $100. The two Edom run to another Bezdin and admit that they were found to be Edom Zomim in the first Bezdin. So what does Rashi say? What did the Knas Potter? So he said, it doesn't make any sense. They've already been found guilty. How can they know the Knas Potter? So we had the Ksos, we had the Nesivos, and we had the Levush Mordechai. The Levush Mordechai says as follows. Only in the first Bezdin is it impossible. This is impossible in the first Bezdin. How can the first? You can't be more than the Knas in the first Bezdin. You've been found guilty already. You've been found to be Edom Zomim already. If you run to another Bezdin, that Bezdin over there never heard the testimony, and therefore over there you can run to the second Bezdin and get out of the Knas.
But isn't the Knas instituted in the first Bezdin?
No. Yes, but there was never a gemar. But there was never a gemar. It's a big chiddush. There was never a gemar din on that bezdin.
Never gemar din al the
edus,
or there's never
gemar
din al the first
edus. Never gemar din al the knas. There's never been a gemar din on the knas. The edim zomim never paid that $100 yet. They didn't pay that $100 yet. There's never been a gemar din on that knas.
Does it have to be gemar din on the knas?
That's the chiddush. Right? The Ksos said that. That's how he said. Unbelievable chiddush. If you mow the Knas in one Bezdin, you can sue the guy in another Bezdin. Right? Only in that Bezdin. And you're going to have a pasuk even. So Levush Mordechai is saying something very similar. So he says over here, one second. Right. And then, so he says a little different. He says that, same thing as the Ksos, you go to another Bezdin, you can mow the Knas over there, and then you can't be sued back in any other Bezdin. Unlike the Ksos. A big fetish. That's what Rashi says. Okay, back to the Gemara.
How can you use the case of Edom Zomim to say that it's a case of Mammon? Well, it's not a class, or is a class. It's the whole case of Edom Zomim is a very big fetish.
Right. So the Gemara is going to ask a similar question soon.
How's the reason that any other Gemara thing? If you're in the middle of a case of Bezdin right now, and you see it's not going your way,
right,
and then surreptitiously you go to another Bezdin,
you could even, so before the Gemar Din, you might be able to get out of it in that Bezdin. Right, the Edom, the 20 Edom waiting in the hole to testify that you stole money. You don't want to pay that kafel. So you don't want to pay that kafel. You know the writing's on the wall. So if you have a half a brain, maybe you will admit it. You might be putter. Here, it's after the Gemara Din. Right. Here, it's after the Gemara Din. It's such an unbelievable chiddush. That's what so says. That they all say that. Okay. Next. So if that's true, that we hold like Rabbi Akiva, that Edom Zom Matilia Knas, then Esav alok Rabbi Akiva, listen to Tregav Nishar. So then why don't we list two different types of shar? List nishar da azik shar, a shar that's mazik a shar, list nishar da azik adam. And let's list another case of a shar that hurts a person. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds two different things. Ditnan, Rabbi Akiva Omer, af tam shechava ba'adam, even a tam that is chovel a person, mishalim b'moser nezek shalim, pays nezek shalim. Basically it means he pays nezek shalim. So a tam that hurts a person, there's no such thing as a chatzi nezek. It pays a nezek shalim. Only when a tam hurts another animal does he pay chatzi nezek. That's two different things out of the blue. Why didn't Rabbi Akiva hold? Why didn't we qualify it and say there's another nezek now? What's another nezek? Shar b'mazek a man. So the Gemara says hatav Rabbi Akiva l'gzize. Rabbi Tav himself already broke that rule. He already minimized the effect of his own shita. Why? The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yachal Af Tam Shechava Ba'Adam Yishalim Min Haliyah. The halacha is that a tam only pays from the what? Yes, it can only be a tam by Karen. A tam only pays from the goof of the animal itself. So let's say the tam damage is worth $1 million. So he owes $500,000, but the animal's only worth $100. So he's only going to get $100. Unlike a muad, where if the animal damage is worth $1 million. He's got to pay that $1 million. I don't care how much the animal's worth. We'll go to the bank account. Take out $1 million. So I would think that in this unusual case where a tam is paying a full nezek, you pay min haliyah, meaning you pay from the bank account, not from the value of the animal. Tamud lo mano yaselo migufo mishale. You pay from the goof. Then a mishale min haliyah. You don't pay from the bank account. So really, even though it's true that Rabbi Akiva holds that a tam that hurts a person pays nezek shalim, it's very, very limited. Why? Because all you're paying is the goof of the animal. How much is the animal worth? Therefore, he didn't mention it as a separate case of nezek. Next, ha'ones v'hamafate v'hamotzi shemra. Ones is if you force a woman to marry you, or mafate, you seduce a woman, or motzi shemra, right? Or you accuse a woman of not being a basula. So all these cases are really knas. But besides the knas, there's also, we're not asking about knas, right? Because knas we don't hold from. But we're also asking that, even though it's fine, there's a knas. I'm not talking about the knas, right? Knas he didn't include. Why didn't he include these three? Why? It's still a nezek. It's still damage. He raped a girl. Still damage for that. Forget the knas. Knas we didn't hold from. So why didn't Rav Oshia include these three cases in his list? So the Gemara says, Dilamonahu, Lisni, why didn't he mention the money? He ruined the girl. He defiled the girl. That's worth money. So the Gemara says, Manoshach, e nezek. If it's a nezek, but he hurt her. So Tanila, nezek's on the list. E tsar, if it's he pained her, Tanila, it's on the list. E boshes, if he embarrassed her, everyone's talking about what happened, Tanila, it's on the list. E pagam, what he do? He ruined her. He made a pagam in her. Hainu nezek. That's the same thing as nezek. Ma islach lamemar. What's left? Knasa. Big knasa lo kamayim. I'm not talking about knas. Right? 50 shekel, 100 shekel. That's a knas. That's not on my list. What is it? Nezek? Nezek's on my list already. I got to tell you every type of way to be nezek somebody. That'd be a very long list. Onus mafata? It's nezek. What about these? Hamatame? What about if you're matame something? You make something of somebody else's tame? Hamadame? You make somebody else's mixture into truma of you make somebody's wheat or somebody's grain a truma mixture, which means it can only be sold to a kohen, which means it's going to be cheaper, right? Rashi says this here. He says it a lot of places. We always think that truma is more expensive. It's not. It's cheaper. Why? Less buyers. It's cheaper. Less people want it. So it's cheaper. So now you ruin my. I had good grain over here. Now you're stuck in truma. Now I got to sell to a kohen, right? That's going to be cheaper. Or hamenasech. Or you got a goy to touch my wine. So now you made it into yayin netzech. Dimmonahu. That's all money. That's all monetary value. Listni. Why aren't those on his list? So the Gemara says, mimanoshach. Eid hezek she'eno nikur shmei hezek. If a hezek that's not recognizable is called a hezek, right? Then hatani la nezek. It's on the list. E hezek she'eno nikur lo shmei hezek. And if hezek that's not recognizable is not a hezek, habi le knasa, it's still a knas. Why is it a knas? Because the chachamim didn't want you to be able to ruin people's property and not have to pay for it. Right? I'll ruin the guy's wine. He's got a wine store. I'll bring the guy one night. He'll touch it. He'll possible everything. Oh, hezek she'eno nikur. Looks the same. Like I said before. Hezek she'eno, that's not fair. So the chacham made a knas. Uknas lo kamayri. We're not talking about knas. So if that's true, lema kasav Reb Chiya. Let's say Reb Chiya holds hezek she'eno nikur lo shmei hezek. Let's say he holds hezek she'eno nikur is not called a hezek. Why? Because he mentions hezek on the list, and he mentions matam and madam and manasek on the list. So obviously he doesn't hold a hezek, right? Because he mentions all of them on the list. Dishmei hezek, because if it would hold that a hezek she'eno nikur is a hezek, hatani lanezek, it's on the list. So the Gemara says, no, tani hezekah de minkara, the tani hezekah de lo minkara. He mentions hezeks that are nikur, and he also mentions hezeks that are not nikur. Okay? Now, hezek she'eno nikur is a very fascinating thing. What do we hold about hezek she'eno nikur? So, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Shin Pei Hei of Choshen Mishpat, hamazik es chaveru hezek she'eno nikur. If somebody's mazik is friend, that's not recognizable. Kigon, for example, shirv yayin esech b'yayino, he sticks yayin esech in the wine. Minatorah, hu putter. Minatorah, you putter. Abo chachamim kansuhu l'shalim nezek shalim. Chachamim were gave you a knas to pay nezek shalim. Okay? You got to pay for that. Mehayofeh, from the best, ke b'nechasav kedim kol hamazikin, like all mazik. So, Shiloh was asked to the Lahoros Nassim, of Nassim Gestetner, the Rav in Eretz Yisrael, big posek in Eretz Yisrael. There was a guy, listen to this story, a guy took his fingernails. You ready? Guy took his fingernails, cut them off, cut his fingernails, threw them in front of a pregnant woman. A pregnant woman walked on the fingernails and lost the baby. The husband of the pregnant woman sued this guy, hezek she'eno nikur. Right? There's a gemara, it's a gemara that says that if you do that, if a pregnant woman walks on fingernails, we don't understand it. Why should that be? We don't know. If a pregnant woman walks on fingernails, the baby miscarries. That's exactly what happened. This guy's a Russia. He ruined my baby. He should pay for that. Hezek she'eno nikur. Lo shmei hezek. Midaraisa he's potter. There's a kraft from the Rabbanon. It's a preferred Shulchan Aruch. I read it to you. What do you say? So the Lahoros Nassim said, he's not chayev. He's not chayev. He gave two reasons. The stipler gave another three reasons why you're not chayev. The Lahoros Nassim said, you're not chayev because the only knasos that apply are ones that we know about. Ones that are in the Gemara. You take someone, you make something tomei, or yayin esech, or medamet, these things. A supernatural type of hezek that's beyond us to understand, there was never a knas on that. Similarly, he says, and by the way, we don't live in supernatural world. There's no such thing as a hezek for Lamayla Menateva, for these Kabbalistic secret ideas. There's no hezek for that. The only place in the Torah where we have a supernatural idea is Sota. Right? A woman who's accused of adultery drinks a cup of water, and if she's tar, good, and if not, she'll die. It's the only place we have in the Torah where we rely on a supernatural event. There's a Gemara that says about the fingernails and people immiserated, we don't understand it. The stipler says there are three more reasons why he's going to be putter. First of all, what would that be anyway? Which of the hezek is that? He said it's bor. A woman walks on fingers, it's bor. Right, and bor anyway is putter and vlados. Right, that's first of all, says the stipler. Second of all, says the stipler, who said that that's the cause of the death of the baby? Who said that's the cause? The only time you're chayiv for a hezek is if it's hezek that's bori going to happen. It doesn't have to happen, but it's bori that it could happen. So when you put a banana peel on the street, that's bori, it's going to cause someone to be damaged. And if not, it's good luck. Who said that this is the reason, this is the cause? Yeah, listen, there are a lot of people that are not nizer and they never have miscarriages.
It's like saying anything. It's like saying an eye horror.
Right, which is why... Right, which is why...
The connection.
Right, which is why all these... Any taina any kind of hezek based on an ayin hara or a segula or all these types of things are not, as we say in the law, they're not actionable. Right? It's not a reason that you can sue somebody for damages. Right? It all comes out of here. Okay? Pretty wild, no? Okay, next. Now, Bishlomo Tana Didon, it makes sense why our Tana Tana Minyana. It makes sense why our Tana said the number four. I can count myself that there were four in our Mishnah. Why did Tana have to say there were four? I can count myself. I understand why he said four. Limu Ute Derb Oshia, to exclude Rav Oshia's 13. And Rav Oshia Tana Minyana, Limu Ute Derb Chia. And Rav Oshia said, am I 13 on my list? I can also count to 13. Why did he say the number 13? To exclude Rav Chia. El Minyana Derb Chia, Limu Ute Mai. Why did Rav Chia say 20? What did he exclude? Such a long list. So the Gemara says, "Lemeute Moser, to exclude Moser, right? You snitch on somebody to the government. You call up the IRS. This guy didn't pay taxes. That's certainly a hezek, right? It's not on the list. And umafagel, and piggle's not on the list. What's piggle? Look at Rashi. Mafagel, kohen, a kohen sheshachar karbano shel Yisrael chatos l'shum shlamin. A kohen who shechts a chatos for a shlamin." He has such a Rashi. Is that what piggle is? Yeah? Anybody? Is that what piggle is? It's not what piggle is. What's piggle? Piggle is when the Kohen has a wrong machshava to eat it, to eat the carbon, chutz l'zman or chutz l'makom. That's a piggle. What's Rashi talking about? First of all, they ask on Rashi, why did he mention the Kohen? Even though Yisrael himself can do shechita.
So what is this?
Huh?
What is it about piggle?
But we'll get to that in a second. Before we get to that question, what about Kohen? Kohen Shishacha. Isn't a Baal out of Shecht? Anyone's allowed a Shecht. Yisrael's kosher b'shechita. Why did Rashi single out of Kohen? So Rashi says because...
A lot of people just rely on Kohen.
So the Gilyon says because... I'm not sure who the Gilyon is. But the Gilyon says because if a most of the time, who's going to Shecht if it's Yisrael? It'll be the Baal. Chances are he's not going to do Piggle. How often does a guy Yisrael Shecht the carbon? Right? So Mustam is going to have to do kavanas. And even if it's going to be somebody else, the other person can't be mafadalit. You know why? Because the other person is not going to do shechita, is not going to do zvikas adam, and he's not going to eat it. It's only the Baal's eating it. So there's no other way another person could be mafadal. That's why it says kohen. Now, what about the rest? What about the bigger question? What's Rashi talking about? Right? That's not piggle. So there's like four answers to this question, at least four. Oh, that's what the mitzvah Eisen says, that it's in the sphere of piggle that if you shecht it for the wrong carbon, what you meant is that you're going to eat it like a shlamim for 2 days instead of for 1 day. That's what you meant. That's what it actually means to say, right? You said what do you mean? L'shum chatas, l'shum ola, l'shum shlamim. A shlamim you can eat for 2 days. A chatas only for 1 day. That's what he meant. Meaning it's real piggle. He's eating it longer than he's allowed to. That's the mitzvah Eisen's answer. We have better answers than that. Not better, but different. Different, more fundamental answers. What? The Rosh answers that would I really fault a Kohen? So busy there in the Beis HaMikdash. So he thought that's a chathas, he thought that's a shlamim. Would that really fault him for that? Is that his fault? Maybe he's an ones. Maybe he's an ones. So you know, Rashi was letting you know he's not an ones. Is it really, really classified as piggle?
Sure.
Maybe not. Okay, so I would think it's an ones. Right? I would think it's an honor. That's the Torah of the Rosh. The Pnei Yeshua changes it. The Pnei Yeshua changes the girsa to say, not chatos l'shom shlamim, shlamim l'shom chatos. What's the difference? Now the difference is, now it's a good carbon. It's a good carbon. But what? But the Baal didn't get his kapara. So I would think that, now I want you to know, that the Kohen has to bring another one. That's a hezek. There's no hezek. The Beis HaMikdash, regarding Kodshim, you did nothing wrong. But the guy got damaged. The Pnei Yeshua says, I'm forced to say that, otherwise, Piggle's no different than the Ayin Nefech. He did an action to ruin something for me. He did an action to ruin something for me. The answer is, that's not really ruined. The Mizbeach was happy with this carbon. What's Pshat? I have to bring another one. That's Piggle. Fine, I have to call Piggle, but that's the Chiddush of
Right. Monetary loss.
Right. It's a monetary loss.
But isn't it a monetary loss in the other sense also?
What?
Monetary loss in the other sense also, because the car. So not only did the mizbeach not accept, not only was it a good card, the mizbeach didn't accept it. He still has to bring another one.
Right, but if it would be the first one, it's not even accepted. That's how that different than being manasseh someone's wine. What's the difference? No. It's worthless. You took my thing and you made it worthless. You took my wine and you made it worthless. You took my carpet and you made it worthless. So Rashi has to come with a case and he didn't make it really worthless. To you, it's worthless. It's not like Yayin Esek. That's why I had another case. Then the Peshach gives another answer that Rashi was forced not to say the classic pigle because we want to find a case where you're chayiv the second you do the shechita. And that can only be this case. Because by the rest of pigle, you're only chayiv by Zrikas Hadam. Right? And that's why, is that really true? Yeah. Okay. And the Maariv Chayah says, okay, we'll leave that out because we got to move. Okay, next. Very good. So then, Velisni, why aren't Moser and Piddle on the list? Good that they left out. Why are they left out? So Gemara says, Bishlam Mafagel B'Kachem Lokabayri. I understand. Well, we're not going down the road of Kachem. Ella Moser, my time alone, Tani. Why isn't Moser mentioned? Shani Moser B'Dibura. All it is speech. All you did was call the IRS. I'm not talking about speech. Wait a minute. Moti Shem B'Dibura who? Moti Shem is just speech. Just Lashon Hara about your wife. The Katani B'Dibura V'Katani. And he mentioned it. It's on the list. So the Gemara says, no, because B'Dibura is Pei Maisa. But it has a Maisa. What's the Maisa? The Maisa is B'Ila. You will bully your wife and you saw she's not a Basula. Or you accuse her of not being a Basula. So it has a Maisa aspect to it. I B'Edim Zomim B'Dibura D'Les Pei Maisa. The Katani. Simcha, this is similar to your question. What about Edom Zomim? Just mice, just stam words. No. Has Maftik after let's be Maisa, even though it doesn't have a Maisa, Rachmana Kari Maisa. Rachmana, the Torah calls it a Maisa. Dechziv, Vasisim lo kashazar, lasos lo achiv. And you should do. Right? So you're right, it's a Chiddush, but the Torah is given. Right. Kashazamam lasos lo achiv. Good. Now, Bishlam, what time did you done? Tani Avos, Mechal Deka Toldos. Since it mentions Avos, obviously there are Toldos. What are the toldos that we're going to get out of the other lists? So Amar Ve'avo, cool. There might not be any. Then why is it called avos? Kulan ba'avos. They're all like avos. L'shalem mimeitav, to pay from the best. My time of why? Isya tachas nesina yishalem kesef. Four words that appear in this. There's a big Rashi here at the bottom of the page. There are 13 psukim. Oh, I'm sorry, more. Sorry, there are 22 psukim in the Torah that have a combination of these four words. Go look at the Rashi. There are 22 psukim in the Torah that have a combination of these four words, and it's a four-way Xer Shava to teach you that in these 22 cases, and we're including all the cases of here 24. The other two are included in them. That you pay always meitav. Okay, I'm just not going to go through it just to save time. It's a very easy to read Rashi. I'll go through 22 psukim. Where it says one of those four words, I'm going to make a grand Gzeir Shava connecting all 22 psukim, that all 22 psukim, and there's two more that are included, all of them, you pay Meitav.
Each one has one of the words?
Each one has one of the words. Right? Okay. Fine. Next. Now the Mishnah said, Lo Rei Shor Kriya Mavet. Shor is not like Mavet. Maika Omar, why did the Mishnah say that? Amar of Zvid, Mishmei Drorava, Hachik Amar. Lichta Rechmana, Chada, what the Mishnah meant to ask was, the Torah should have written one, V'teisi Idach Minei, and then I could learn out one from all the rest. Chada, Amar Rechmana, Michada Lo Asir. No, you can't have only one, we can't learn out from the rest. We can't learn out from the rest. Next, V'lozeh, V'zeh, Sheish, Ben Ruachayim, Maika Amar. Why does the Mishnah say that? So the Gemara says, Amar V'sharshim, Mishmei Drorava, Hachik Amar. Lichta Rechmana, Ch'tarti. The Torah should have mentioned only two avos. V'teisi idach minayhu. And I could learn out the rest from those two. Hadar amar. Then we answer. Chada mitarti lo asi. You can't learn out one from two. Why not? Because Rashi says, Karen's the problem. Why is Karen the problem? Because, and Mavet, because they're alive. Okay? So I can't learn out one from two. Now, Amar Rava, famous Gemara, the kula kishadis bar binaihu, asya kula b'ma'at sad levar mikeren. If the Torah would have mentioned bar, and one more, I could learn them all out, except for Karen. And if the Torah would have mentioned bar and Karen, I could learn them all out. It's a gigantic, gigantic, it's got to be one of the top 10 biggest Rashi's in Shas. Rashi goes through every single scenario. Bar and Shane, how I could learn everything out, except for Karen. Bar and Regel, how I could learn everything out except for Karen. Boren Ish, how I could learn everything out except for Karen. Boren Mave, Adam, how I could learn everything out except for Karen. He goes through the entire list. And why can't I learn out Karen? Because Karen has a pircha that I can't get rid of. Everything else starts off as a muad, and Karen does not. Karen doesn't start off as a muad. What does it start off as? It starts off at a tam. And Tosfos says, if not for the fact that the Torah gave us a chiddush to tell us that such a thing as a tam, I could learn Karen out. I could. In other words, there's nothing fundamentally different about Karen. Nothing fundamentally different about it. It's just that the Torah said that it has to be a tam first. Fundamentally, nothing different about it. But because the Torah said it has to be a tam first, I can't learn it out. Because it has a kula that no one else has. So I need Karen has to be written separately. Okay? Now, Ulamanda Amar Adaraba. According to the Manda Amar who says just the opposite. What just the opposite? There's no such thing as tam. That's how we can learn this Gemara. Right? The Manda Amar who says that Karen is not different from the other Nezikin. Adaraba. Just the opposite. Karen Adifa. Karen's even better. Why? Shekavanasa Lahazik. Because it has Kavana to be Mazik. It's so much worse. Then you know what? Afilu Karen Nami Asya. Then even Karen would be included. There's no reason why it should be excluded. Says Rashi, Ulamanda Amar, it's the last skinny line at the bottom of the Rashi, at the bottom of the page. Ulamanda Amar, lowest farish Hecha. I don't know where that is. Who said that? Who holds that there's no such thing as a Tam? Who holds that? Yeah, it's in the Pasuk, no? So I don't know. So that's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, it's in the Tosfos of Shekain. Yes. Tosfos says that there's a machlokas later on. Why does Karen pay half? Is it a knas or is it mamon? Really, you should pay nothing, because it's a tam, but making you pay something is a knas, or just the opposite. Really, you should pay full value, but we're being brahmanas on you because it's only a tam. What's the reason? So it's a machlokas. So Tosfos says, if you hold that a Karen pays money because it's mamon, that's the one who holds. Is that true? Yeah. Yeah. If you hold that it's really money, I'm just having rachmanas on you because it's a tam, he's the one who holds, Karen's not really any different. Not a special thing that you only have to pay. You have to pay. If it's a knas, it's mamash a special thing. Really, it's money. Just we're giving you a break. We're not making you pay full value. Why not? It's only a tam. He's the tam who holds like that. That's the opinion who holds like that.
There's nobody that holds tam as nezik shalom. Everybody holds that it's chatzi nezik. The question is why?
Right. That's what Tosfos is doing to this. So all the before Shemayat, Rashi knew that. So who is it? The Ramshif gives an unbelievable. Ramshif explains. Rava here is the one who's talking. Rav is talking. Who holds that Karen is a machlokas if it's a knas or a mamon? Those are people that lived after Rava. There's no way, how could Rava include that? So therefore Rashi says, I don't know how Rava is going to get out of that. What's Rava talking about? Yeah, 100 years after Rava, they had a machlokas about that. Rava didn't have a shaila, so that doesn't make any sense for Rava. That's the Baram Shif's answer. The Nachas Dovid is maybe more something that we always have, that sometimes the Tanayim will say that their argument is Dinav Abaye and Rava, who lived 300 years later. What does that mean? That means it was a machlokas, a running machlokas, and it's recorded in the names of Abaye and Rava. So why don't we say that over here? Right? Well, Rava didn't know about this issue. Mamash, a brand new shaila, we never say that. We always say just the opposite. Right? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon are arguing in the machlokas of Abaye and Rava. Rabbi Akiva and Tarfon lived way before Abaye and Rava. No, it means the same ideas. Right? It was recorded from Abaye and Rava. Now here we're saying the exact opposite. That Rava never would have imagined what his Talmidim were going to argue about. Whether Karen is a Knas or Mamon. That's very far. That's very, very dochot to say that. The Rav Shif said it. The Nachas David says, no, it could be that even if a Tam is Nezek Mamon, it's still not called Darak or Lahazik. It's not a Derech to be Mazik, and therefore maybe it would be different. Now, fine. Very good. So now, so then El Lamai Ilchasa.
Kasvinu Rachmat l'halchoteihin. So then why did Taka, if it's true that I have Bor, Karen, and one more, I have three, I wouldn't have to write all the rest. So why are all the rest written? So the reason all the rest are written is to teach you certain halachot. Karen l'chalik ben tama l'muad. Karen to differentiate between the tama and the muad. Shein v'regel l'potter in reshus harabim. Shein and regel are not potter in reshus harabim. I might know the idea of shein and regel, but I would never know the pratim of shein and regel. That's what I had to mention. That each one of these avot has different pratim.
Why couldn't they be told?
How would I know that shein and regel are potter in reshus harabim? No way I would know that. Yeah, I can learn out the idea of Shein from Bor. Just like a Bor is Kavana, is you dig a pit to be Kavana Lahazik, so too, I send off my animal into the field and it eats, I have to pay damages for that. I, carry it, Shar is different because it moves, so Eish Yochiach, Eish also moves. That's what this gigantic Rashi, each one. So then, how would I know that Pushas Rabbim is Potter? I would never know that. A Bor Pushas Rabbim is Chayef. You know what? I have to mention it. Lepater ball kalim a bor. Why is bor mentioned? Lift the ball. It's a kalim. You're not chayav on kalim in a bor. Rabbi Huda the mechayav lifts a kalim, but Rabbi Huda says you chayav on kalim. The bor lift the bow. It's an adam. Lift the potter for an adam. Adam. Why is adam mentioned? Lechayav ba'arba dvarim. You chayav in four things. Nezek tari b'sheves boshes. Eish. It's five things, but nezek is included because everybody's chayav in nezek. Eish. Lift the bow. It's a tamen. Eish is not chayav on something hidden. Right, burn down someone's house. Someone burns down someone's house, and there's a treasure buried there. You're not chayav on that treasure. You're only chayav on the house. Why? It's gzeres hakasav. Well, Rabbi Yehuda de mechayav on this kitalim be'esh. But Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayav on esh. You're chayav on that. Lasuye mai. What does it come to include? Lasuye lichacha niro v'sichzicha avno. If you burn down someone's field, or you burn down his building, and you burn down the stones, those are things that don't really burn. Field burns. They don't really burn. The crops burn, whatever. So there's a certain kind of damage. You're chayav for that. It's not a normal thing. That's what the Torah says. Right? The Torah says, Rashi says it. Why you chayav? Because. One second. Why you chayav? Oh, kisei te eishu much a kotziv v'nocha oak. Oh, asada. Torah says it. Torah says, oh, asada. So you chayav for that. So since each one has pratim, I would never know these details. In a chanami, the ideas, what they are, I could learn out of psukim, but the pratim I can never learn, and therefore they all have to be mentioned. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow morning. Everybody have a good Shabbos.